only believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Where the Lord is good to us all the time, and he's just a blessing, and this is the season that we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and just want to make sure that we're all walking in accordance to the purpose and the goodness of God. Amen? Amen. And so tonight, we just want to worship and step into God's presence and just enjoy what he has for us, and let's just worship God tonight.
For his presence. Amen.
Promises You give life, God, that you're enough. Take me back to where we started.
Person's heart's cry to you, that more than anything, it's you. If we got nothing else, if you've done nothing else, you are enough. You are enough. We just want you, Jesus. Lord, we just give you glory. We just praise your holy name today. You up. We exalt you. We magnify you. You're worthy. You are worthy, Lord. Only you satisfy. Only you satisfy. Only you satisfy.
Praise. Amen. Praise God.
You are worthy.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
More than anything that you can do, I just want you. Amen. Praise God.
I think I threw a we in there when it was supposed to be you. I don't know. I was caught up and I forgot the word. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
If you want to fix what's going on in your life, more than anything you want in this world, should be God.
Yes.
Listen, he isn't here just to fix us, yes. Right? He's not a fix-all God. He's not a drive-through God. He's not a fast food, pick-me-up-go God. He's not just here to be the genie in the bottle and make you, I need this, and he grants, and he grants, and he grants. That's not what he's here for. He's here for a relationship with you.
Amen.
He's here to fellowship with you.
Amen.
Every single one of us, he made a way when there was no way with Jesus. And as we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Amen.
And I don't care what people say about Christmas. To me, Christmas is the celebration, even though we know it didn't take place at this time, the celebration of our Lord and Savior's birth.
Amen.
And if I'm going to celebrate my son's birthday, which I love him and he's deep to my heart, I'm going to more celebrate Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And as we approach this time, I just can't help but to think about the goodness of God.
Amen.
Even when it didn't look like goodness.
Amen.
You know, now we're talking about the resurrection when we go. But when he was born, people were coming to look for him to kill him.
Yeah.
Right? Do you Amen. Know that he was just a baby, unable to protect himself, unable to defend himself from anything. But God made sure that wherever Jesus needed to go, he went. Whatever for provision he needed, he got.
Yep.
He would speak to Mary and Joseph and tell him which way yes. to go and how to get out and how to do this, and protected Jesus as a baby. You know, they were going around killing any baby 2 years and under, saying, you know, we hear this Messiah. They heard the prophecies. And to know that before he even created the first human on this earth, he set that plan in motion so that he could make yes. sure he had fellowship with us.
Amen.
Phew.
Amen.
Listen, just go to him. Some days stop asking for stuff. Just go to him and just praise him. Amen. Go to him and be thankful.
Amen.
For everything that he has done for you. Well, everything's going bad right now. Everything's not always been bad.
Amen.
This is what cracks me up. Our bad now is not a scratch in the bucket to our bad when we got saved.
Amen.
The struggles we have now is not a scratch in the bucket to when he brought us out of sin.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We get so spoiled. We get so spoiled and we think, oh, Jesus, I serve you. It should be good. It should be easy. Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Yep.
But the Lord delivers you from them all.
Amen.
Listen, just worship him. Just get before him and just talk to him like you would talk to, like some people say, well, I talk to my father. I don't have a father. Talk to him the way you would want your son to talk to you.
Yeah.
Then, right? If you had a good father, talk to him like you would talk to your father.
Amen.
But know that even more than what your father has love for you, our Father in heaven.
Amen.
Has so much more.
Amen.
Amen. And he just wants to spend time with you.
Yes.
Spend time with him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I call. We got Christmas coming up. We got Christmas this coming Sunday is our children's Christmas program. We're excited about that. Then we have during service, so it's not special service, it's during service. And then Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock here, back in here Sunday Christmas at 10 on Christmas Day. And then we got the new year coming.
Amen.
I can't believe we're at the 15th of December right now. This month is just like flying by. Amen. Amen. Take time this Christmas, this season, this time of the year. Take time and enjoy your family.
Yes.
Take time and enjoy the events that you're going through.
Yes.
Time is not going to be here forever.
Amen.
It's not going to be. Actually, Nicole and I were talking about this the other day because we were just talking about, you know, the two of us were just going, you know, just comforting, you know, all that. I'm not going to tell what we were saying. I mean, what we were saying it about. But we were talking about how the Lord says a day is as a thousand is as a day. So you've had a trial or tribulation go on for a year. That's about 30 seconds, maybe 20 seconds to God. Who knows? Right? He's like, you can't tarry 20 seconds?
Yeah.
You can't handle this for 20 seconds? Because when we get to heaven, in Romans 18, I believe, it says that when you get to heaven, all the stuff that we've endured will be so much worth it because the glory that we're going to live in is so much better.
Yes, amen.
And it'll all be worth it.
Yes.
Endure. Endurance is a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Endure. Okay, I'm done. Let me go. Let me leave.
Nope. Okay, so if we got children, we're going to let them children go to their children's church. And then we're going to get ready to take up the offering tonight. And we just want to be thankful tonight. And we just want to take up an offering based on our thankfulness towards God's goodness. Amen? And we're just going to be thankful that he's a God that opens up the windows of heaven. And he's a God that rebukes the devourer on our behalf. And he's a God that brings all things to pass for us. Amen? And it says that when we give, we receive. Amen? And we just want the goodness of God to be upon us tonight as we give. And so we're just going to pray a blessing over offering tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray blessings over offering tonight, Father. And Lord, that as people bring their tithes and offerings to you, that you receive them, Father God. And Lord, you touch what they give you, Father God. And God, it serves the kingdom and you also bless them, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it and we appreciate you. And all of your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring tithes and offerings to the front. Praise God. Tonight I'm going to talk to you a little bit about letting go and letting God. Amen? Amen. And we want to know that the Bible says in Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And I want you to understand something about this tonight, is that this is a time for us to make sure that we're letting go of things and putting God in charge, amen? And that we're putting God first in all aspects of our life, amen? You know, some of us need to let go of control and let God be in control, amen? Let God be in control of your life, of you, of your family's life, and those around you. If you find yourself striving to fix everything, chances are you really need to submit yourself to His control. Amen? And when we submit to God's control, everything can become blessed and everything can become a good thing, because when God's in control, then things will begin to work out the way that they're supposed to work out for us. Amen? And the Bible says right here in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so these are things that we really want to make sure that we're pressing into God to give Him and to let Him have these areas of our life. You know, we need to let go of fear, amen? Let God protect you. Does fear ever come about the future, and you're worried about the future, or maybe you can't sleep at night sometimes because you have fear raging in you? God is your protector, and God doesn't want you to be under fear, and God has made a way that you don't have to be under fear, amen? Because the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear, amen? And in Psalms chapter 118, verse 6, it said, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? There's nothing that man can do unto you when you allow God to be in charge and when you put God first, amen? And you can just let yourself rest in the Lord. It says in Psalms 115, 11, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is your help, he is their help and their shield. You know, the Lord is your help and your shield. Amen. The Lord is your front guard and your rear guard. Amen. And he's with you no matter what's going on in life. And he's with you to bring you into the place of blessing. And he will bring you through any trials and tribulations that the world tries to put on you. God is going to bring you out of those things and separate you from those things and give you peace. Amen. It says in Psalms 34, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, the Lord will hear you and the Lord will deliver you from all your fears. Amen. Hey, and this is another thing we need to let go of is worry. And let God take care of you. Do you worry about your children, about your past, about your finances? Are you just someone that worries, and as soon as one thing is resolved, does it feel like there's always something else to worry about? Let go and let God come in and take care of you. That's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to make sure that you're not a person that worries all the time. Matthew 6:34 says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And each day, I want you to know that God has given you enough that he will cause you to rest in him and you don't have to be worried. Amen? And you can just be strengthened in God and let him strengthen you and let him be with you and let him take care of you. Amen? As we think about this Christmas season, what better comfort could it be to know that God looked upon humanity and sent his son because he knew how much we needed him. Amen. And God was not willing to be separated from any of us. Amen. He was willing to do whatever it took to make sure that he had a firm hold on humanity and that he could have a relationship with us. So why would you be worrying and stressing yourself when you know that God wants you to have a relationship with him? Okay. And let's let go of earthly obsessions. Amen. Let God fill you with contentment. This is hard. This is a hard thing to do. We know we should be content, but oftentimes we find ourselves shopping online or wishing for the next iPhone or just involved in things of the world and things that really, when we think about it, aren't really as important when we think about what is important in the things of the kingdom and the things of God. And it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth does and rust does corrupt and where thieves breaketh through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So we want to make sure that our heart is after the things of the kingdom. Amen? And we want to make sure that our heart is searching for those things of God and making sure that we're in the pursuit of the things of the kingdom. Amen? It says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and remnant, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and to many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. So we want to make sure that we want to be modest in things, and we want to be moderate in things, and we want to make sure that we're not obsessed with things of this world, but that we just take everything in moderation and that we make sure that God is number one and that we've let go of chasing things of the world and that we are grabbing a hold of God. Amen? And this is an important one that we're about to go over right now. Let God take hatred and let God replace it with love. Amen? Now, most of us would say, that most of us would not say that we hate someone, but we can fill our minds, our time, and energy up with other people who's done us wrong to us. And we can get ourselves filled up with that kind of stuff, and we would not call it hating people, but really, what we really need to do is make sure that we let that stuff go and that we're giving this stuff exactly what God wants us to give up to Him. And this is exactly why God wants us to give it up, so that He can handle this kind of stuff for us. Amen? Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. And we want to make sure that we're a people that are filled with love and not hatred, even for those who we would consider our enemies, because the Bible has something to say about that. Right here in the Bible, we're going to read what the Lord has to say. It says in Matthew 5:44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." So we find out that this is what the Lord would want for us to do. Even for those who are called our enemies, He'd want us to pray for them and be kind to them. Amen? Because that will give God the way, the opportunity to do things and the opportunity to bring things to pass in your life in a good way. First John 2:11 says, "But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." We want to make sure that we're not one that walks in darkness. Amen? And we want to make sure that we don't hate our brothers and our sisters, but that we actually love our brothers and our sisters. Amen? This is one of the things God has given us to be blessed by. Amen? We want to make sure that the people that we're involved with in our church and the people that God brings into our life, these are people that we want to make sure that we're in good relationship with and that we're loving on them and making sure that we know that God wants this for us. Amen? One thing that we need to let go of is let go of anxiety and let God bring you peace. Anxiety can come to us when we least expect. We may not think we're intentionally holding on to anxiety, but have you prayed for God to give you peace, His peace? Praying through scriptures is a wonderful way to pray when you're unsure of your own words. And this is something that we need to practice to make sure that we're not letting anxiety overtake us. You know, anxiety is when we let too much thinking without controlling anything just happen to us. Amen? And we want to make sure that we do not do that. We want to make sure that we do not let anxiety overtake us. Amen? And we want to make sure that we have the Word of God in us. Amen? Because we can rest in the Word of God, and we can let that Word of God come upon us and take over and make sure that it replaces our anxiety with God. Because it says in 1 Peter 5:7, "Casting all our care upon Him, because He careth for you." Amen? And I want you to know that God says casting all your care upon Him. Amen? That means every area of concern, God wants you to give it to Him. Amen? God wants to be involved in every area of your life. Spirit, soul, and body, God is caring about you and wants to make sure that He ministers to you in every area and every aspect of your life. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we give God room to be able to move in our life and make sure that we have our hearts open up, that we've let go of things, and that we're not in control of our life, but God is in control of our life. Amen? And we're letting God come into different places and make sure that we're following pursuit of Him and letting Him do these things. Amen? Letting go does not mean that you're not doing anything. In fact, it means that you have let go of the world's way of doing things, and you're absolutely grabbing a hold of God's ways of doing things. Amen? And what we're doing in the middle of that is we're acknowledging that God is capable of more than we could ever imagine. Amen? And that He has done more than we could ever imagine, and that He's willing to work with us, and that He has us opened up to what He wants to do with us. Amen? And we want to make sure that when we say that we're going to let go, that does not mean that we're doing nothing. It means that we're going to let go of the world's way of doing things, and we're going to grab a hold of God's way of doing things. Amen? And it means that we're going to be in pursuit of prayer and reading and studying the Word of God. Amen? And it means that we're going to be in pursuit of doing things God's way and making sure that when we have fear and when we have these things going on, that that's when we press into God even more. Amen? We're definitely not giving up when we let God have things and when we let go to let God, because it means that we're seeking continual companionship with God, which is of the utmost importance. And prayer is key. And we want to make sure that we're seeking God and that we're absolutely in pursuit of a relationship with Him. Amen? How do you surrender to God? How do you let go? It is the more time you spend with God, the more it is easy for you to let go, because the more you spend time with God and get to know God through His Word, talking to Him and listening to Him speak to you, the more you'll know when life is telling you to act, the more you'll know when He is telling you to act, and also when He's telling you to be still so He can act on your behalf. Amen? And these are things that are critical for us to know, and these are things that are critical for us to do, is to make sure that we're surrendering ourselves totally to God. And how do we do that? Well, we humble ourselves. Remember, the Bible says that God resists the proud and He grabs a hold of the humble. Amen? So we humble ourselves, because then God will exalt us in due time. Amen? And when we humble ourselves and trust in God, it means that we will submit ourselves to His way of doing things, and that's what we need to do. Amen? We need to make sure that we're submitted to God and to His way of doing things, and that we are giving Him room to move in our life and to do what He wants to do in our life and to bring blessing to us. Amen? And another thing that is good to do is make sure that we have gratitude towards God. Amen? Every day we want to be thankful, and every day on a daily basis we want to be thankful for what God has done for us and what He's doing in our life. Amen? You know, sometimes we submit certain parts to our life, and we have to be careful because we can't allow ourselves to get frustrated. Amen? Because when we do start submitting parts of our life to God and letting go and letting God, we have to be careful, because just because, you know, we might not see anything moving as fast as we want it to move. Amen? And we got to remember that God's timeline is not the same as our timeline. Amen? Things happen in His timing. Amen? And it takes His time to do things the way He wants to do them. Amen? So we got to make sure that as we surrender to God and as we let go of things and let God have them, we got to make sure that we're patient enough to see it through and to see what God's going to bring to pass on our behalf. Amen? Because God is with us, and He's going to be working with us, and He's going to be helping us all the time. Amen? I want you to know that God is always looking to be moving on your behalf. Amen? But you have to make sure that you make yourself available for God to move on your behalf. Amen? You got to make sure that you're available and that you're open to letting God be in charge and letting God be the one that's in control of everything. Amen? You know, one other area that we want to let go of is we want to make sure that we let go of pride. Amen? And we want to make sure that we are not a people that are so prideful that we can't humble ourselves and just ask God for help. We have to be able to humble ourselves and say, God, I need help. Amen? And we need to be willing to say that to Him and willing to just hear what He has to say to us and what He will do for us and how He wants to move on our behalf. Amen? So God is a good God, and He's a loving God, and He's a caring God. And He's the God that wants to help us through every aspect of our life. And He's the one who wants to bring us through all of these times that we face pressures and all of these times that we face difficulty. You know, God knows that life is going to be filled with complications. He knew that this life would be filled with challenges. That's why He made things the way He did. That's why He sent Jesus. That's why He puts Himself in a position all the time to make sure that he has it set up to intercede for us and to be able to come into our life at any time that we allow him to come into our life. Amen. And any time that we allow God to open up a door for us, he's willing to do that. Amen. He's willing to help on our behalf. All we have to do is make sure that we're letting go of our way of doing things and we're grabbing hold of God's way of doing things and we're letting God take control. Amen. And we're letting God be in charge, because that's what it takes, is for him to be the one that is making the steps that we are walking. Amen. The steps of a righteous man is ordered of the Lord. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we walk after God and that we walk in everything that he has for us to walk in. Amen. And we just want to be a blessing and make sure that we're walking where God wants us to walk. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you and we just lift you up, Father, and we just give you praise, Father. Lord, I thank you that we can just rest in you, Father God, and we can lean into you, and that, God, this is an expectation that you have, that we would let go of our way of doing things and we'd grab a hold of your way of doing them things. God, that we would be still and know who you are and let you be exalted in our lives, Father God. That we would be still and we would know who you are, because we wait upon the Lord and we wait upon you and let things be done your way, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise tonight and we just give you thanks tonight and we just exalt you tonight, God, and just lift you up and give you praise, Father God. And we're just so thankful for your goodness, Father God, and thankful that you're touching our lives every day, Father God, and that you're helping us and you're changing us, Father God. And we just want to stay in pursuit of you, Father. And we want to see all things that you have come to pass. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. So it doesn't look like we have anything online tonight, although we're very thankful for all of you who are watching us on live stream. And we just appreciate you and love you as part of the family of faith. And we're just thankful for you. And, of course, we love everybody that's here tonight. We're glad that you came out, and we thank God for each and every one of you. And so we'll just see you on Sunday. Amen. Amen. Amen.